You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Netflix RNIB screening of a new Netflix series, All the Light We Cannot See, which is based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Anthony Doerr of the same name, set in the final days of World War II, as the paths of a French blind girl and a German soldier collide. To chat with a number of blind and partially sighted people who have been invited tonight to watch the first episode of All the Light We Cannot See with audio description.
Hello, I'm Molly. I am Molly Barnes, recently got married, so you might know me as Molly Watt. I am an accessibility consultant and I am registered deaf-blind due to a condition called Usher syndrome.
So how did you find the screening today of the first episode of All the Light We Cannot See? And it's quite an amazing story of Mary Law, the blind sort of young girl, and the German soldier, Werner. And it's quite an interesting story. But how did you find the sort of portrayal of blindness in it?
I found it very, very interesting. It was my first experience, actually, with audio description, interestingly, because I was born deaf and then progressively went blind. So, ironically, I've been more reliant on captions, which are now not as accessible to me now that I'm more blind. But I would be that annoying person asking the person next to me, what's going on? I can't see what's going on, particularly in the darker scenes. And this episode was quite a dark, moving and intense episode. But I found the audio description really helpful filling in the gaps. And so for me, that was, excuse the pun, very eye-opening. but in terms of the storyline, yeah, I thought that was quite captivating and moving. Yeah, very moving, I would say.
And it's nice to come and watch it on a big screen with all the surround sound as well. How do you sort of cope with all that surround sound?
Oh, the gunshots. it went through me. Like, it was very intense. But yeah, no, I did. I actually quite enjoyed it because I have to admit, for a long time, I avoided the cinema because I found it quite exhausting and a bit too much, I would say. But I think having this kind of spread out, comfier setup was really, really nice. And the screen's not horrendously massive, so with my useful 5 degrees vision, I wasn't scanning around too much. But then again, I would say more dependent on the audio descriptions. But then, yeah, when the gunshots and the bombing was happening, that was a bit of a shock to the system, I have to admit.
Yeah, I thought some of the noises were quite sort of, oh yeah, the gunshots and stuff. You knew they were coming, but suddenly bang, you know.
Yeah, that's it. It was a real shock.
And it's nice to be sitting in on a sofa in a cinema. It's not how cinemas were in my youth, kind of thing. But do you think you're going to sort of maybe download the next 3 episodes of All the Light We Cannot See?
100%. Yeah, I really, really want to know what happens. I know that I'll probably need a box of tissues because that was just so intense. I wasn't expecting it, so I didn't bring any today. So I will be fully prepared for the rest, I think.
And a convert to audio description as well.
100%, 100%. Yeah, I'm going to be getting my husband, he'll have to get used to that now, so I'm converted.
Well, Molly, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Toby. It's Red Sail, formerly of Read On, and delighted to be seeing one of my favourite books actually made into an accessible Netflix production.
And yeah, and it's quite incredible actually seeing something that's been turned into a, you know, sort of, it is a cinema. We saw it in a cinema, so I'm classing it as a cinema showing. But it's fantastic to see that sort of input from Netflix, and you know, they've made it very good, I think. And how did you find, having read the book, the sort of, now it's been taken to the screen, how did you find that after reading it?
Well, I must say, I was really worried that they'd do one of two things. Either make it too schmaltzy and take away all that authentic portrayal of what it's like to be blind, which is exactly what I loved about the book in the first place. And no, they have kept all that authenticity. And the second thing I was a little bit afraid of is that I think it was a 12 or 13 hour long audio book. I knew it was only going to be 4 1-hour episodes, and you always wonder what they're going to lose in concertinaing it down into TV. And are they just going to take the really visual aspects? And no, they haven't. They've actually really kept the structure of the story and made it just as interesting as the book. So I feel like I'm rediscovering it all over again.
And how did you find Fern Lunnan's audio description? Because it's quite interesting to have somebody who's visually impaired narrating the audio description.
I've done a little bit of audio description myself. And as a blind person, doing exactly what she's doing, doing read and repeat, listening to the audio and then repeating it against the clock, because she's got to get it just right to fit into those tiny gaps, I thought she did a brilliant job. And Fern's got a beautiful voice that, well, I think all of us could listen to for hours and hours and hours. So I'm looking forward to the next 3 hours of the series.
And it was quite interesting sort of watching the actor Aramia, who's blind herself, and she's, I think this is the first actual film she's been in, and she was sort of portraying her visual impairment as well as the character's visual impairment, and I thought that's quite interesting. And there was a bit where she had a dark cane for that night, which I thought was quite interesting.
Do you know, I didn't even realise that dark canes existed for night use, and that's why maybe they've got I think it was described as having a crook as well. No, I think that attention to detail. And we heard Fern describing how she was feeling with her fingertips around an unfamiliar room, how she was grimacing when she had to do something physical, like break open a tin can, which, as all of us know, is not particularly easy to open a tin can, even with a can opener when you're blind. You're always worried you're going to lose one of your fingers. And I just thought that attention to detail, I don't think a sighted actor would have brought that to the production, or at least maybe not in quite such an authentic way. So, no, hats off to Netflix. Their commitment to making film accessible to those of us who can't see and give us just as much enjoyment as we would have had were we able to see it is just brilliant. And I can't wait to see more of their productions.
I was going to say, are you going to sort of download on Thursday on the 2nd of November all the other episodes of the series?
Do you know, I'm actually in on Thursday night, so I will definitely be sitting down and listening to it. But rather like a box of good chocolates, I'm not going to binge. I'm just going to save it up for my treat every week for the next 3 weeks to come.
So definitely one that people should go out and sort of download and watch, I would suggest.
Absolutely. And also, when you've finished it, go and listen to the audiobook. It's in the RNIB library. It is a very, very fine audiobook. And yeah, you might have had the spoilers, what's going to happen, but there is so much good detail in there, historical detail and lived experience of being blind, that you'd still find loads to entertain you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Red, for being back on RNIB Connect Radio and chatting with me today. Thank you.
Just like a bad penny, I'll always be back. No, it's been a pleasure to bump into you here, Toby.
Hi, Toby. I'm Jonathan Abro. I am involved with the RNIB in a voluntary capacity and also a trustee of Vocalise.
And we're obviously here, Jonathan, at the Audio Describes screening of the new Netflix series, All the Light We Cannot See. And I believe you've actually read the book, the Pulitzer Prize-winning book. How did you sort of find the sort of taking this book onto the big screen?
You know, Toby, when I came here tonight, I decided that I was going to watch it with the eyes of not having read the book and just see how it felt. And I think that was the right thing to do because, as you know, with any book, seeing it on this big screen or hearing it on the big screen, there's always an element of difference, whether it's leaving stuff out, having gaps, or changing the story slightly. And I think kind of I recognize what I'm watching, but with the attitude I've taken, it was the right way to watch it. I don't want to compare. That's the most important thing. And not comparing, I loved it, and I will definitely watch the other three.
And how did you find the sort of the portrayal of, you know, the main character, Mary Law, who's visually impaired, who's blind herself, and she was played by a blind actress as well, which I think is fantastic.
Isn't that brilliant? Something I asked Annie, who's my sighted partner and here with me tonight, is if you were watching this without audio description, would you know that she as an actor is blind? And Annie said yes. That to me is amazing. If you couldn't tell that she was blind, that would have been a shame. But the fact that you can actually, as a sighted person, not needing audio description, know that the actress herself is blind is remarkable.
And I think that's really good for, you know, blind and partially sighted people to actually see somebody who's a blind actor. This is her first role in this Netflix series, so it's a fantastic opportunity for her, but also for encouraging other blind and partially sighted people to think, well, you know, I can do that.
What a role model, and I hope that tons of young blind and partially sighted people out there who are dreaming of being on a screen, big or small, will take encouragement from her and just get out there.
And obviously, Jonathan, would you be sort of downloading the rest of the series on the 2nd of November when it is dropped, as they say?
Whether it's the 2nd of November or shortly afterwards, definitely, Toby. And I'm sure that we'll get something good to eat and drink and watch all three remaining episodes.
Well, Jonathan, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
What a pleasure, Toby. Always great to see you.
All episodes of All the Light We Cannot See will be available on Netflix from Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023.